This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer Report, Fighting for Water and Land in Honduras. The calendar surprised me. I hadn't really visited our offices, organizers, and members in Honduras for almost 4 years. I'd met our organizers other places, Mexico, Ecuador, and Houston, but had not actually been on the ground with them recently to measure the progress being made by the local organizations at the grassroots level. I knew from reports that we'd made surprising strides forward in the recent elections on the local level, with several of our members elected as mayors or as delegates to the National Congress. But the real test of ACORN's work is at the bottom, laying the foundation for everything else. After landing in San Pedro Sula and a short orientation with Suyapa Amador and one of our leaders who'd come in from the group in Marcala, we were off to Chaloma to meet the newly elected members of the executive board of ACORN Honduras from throughout the country, other than from the capital in Tegucigalpa. There were welcomes all around and a reading of parts of the ACORN registration document that had taken years to obtain. If the day had ended there, we would have been disappointed, but we walked not far for a ribbon cutting to celebrate a recent victory where a concrete drainage system had been built behind one of the members' houses to prevent flooding. Our next meeting was at an elementary school in Chaloma, where our members had been fighting to obtain access to water. All the children were assembled to hear from the ACORN leaders. The principal and others described the difficulty in this area of Chaloma, where there's no access to water in the city of 40,000 and is at the heart of the Honduran Maquiladora manufacturing district. We went another kilometer up the mountain, where a water catchment area had been built with ACORN's help. The drainage pipes along the roof to catch the rain were still being assembled. 5 rain barrels stood at the ready. To say this was old school is to shame old schools. It's infuriating that families are having to go to these lengths to get water. Hearing our members' stories was easier to understand why the rainwater system was essential. A barrel of water cost more than $30 US and was only available every 15 days. Public health workers complained that their jobs entailed nudging area women to bathe more regularly and take other health steps for their children, but how could they do so when there was no water? There's no good answer to these questions, and the leaders in Suyapa outlined the campaign. We were late getting to our next stop at a colonias near La Lima, another city in Metro San Pedro Sula. And we traveled back roads through beautiful countryside to get there that included the Chaloma City landfill. But when we arrived, more than 50 people from the local families were crowded around to meet with us. Many were workers in the banana plantations. They had water and electricity, but no title to the land they had squatted years ago, even though the law granted them that right after 8 years. The community was trying to make a decision about whether to join ACORN in direct actions to finally win the land. We left near 9 p.m. The decision would be up to the members, but ACORN would be with them all the way, no matter what they decided. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.
This program is produced by the Arkansas Broadcasting Foundation, KABF-FM in Little Rock, Arkansas, and is distributed through Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, serving the needs and interests of low and moderate income Americans.